Shining City Audio, a John Meacham and C-13 original studio. On August 1st, 1834, slavery is abolished in much of the British Empire. I'm John Meacham, and this is Reflections of History. The formal title of the bill told the story. An act for the abolition of slavery throughout the British colonies, for promoting the industry of the manumitted slaves, and for compensating the persons hitherto entitled to the services of such slaves. Yet emancipation in the far-flung British Empire was hardly a simple tale. Human enslavement in England itself had been abolished in 1772, but slavery thrived elsewhere in the empire. In 1787, a society for effecting the abolition of the slave trade had been established. It was followed by a broader anti-slavery society in 1823. The archives of the United Kingdom state this: "The campaign to abolish enslavement was the first popular, peaceful mass protest movement of modern times. Leading white abolitionists were Granville Sharp, who helped black people fight test cases in the courts; Thomas Clarkson, who collected evidence of the cruelty of the enslavement trade from all over Britain; and William Wilberforce, who fought for legislation in Parliament." In speaking against the slave trade, Wilberforce made points that resonated in later debates and in later decades on both sides of the Atlantic. "I wish exceedingly in the outset to guard both myself and the House from entering into the subject with any sort of passion. It is not their passions I shall appeal to. I ask only for their cool and impartial reason, and I wish not to take them by surprise, but to deliberate point by point upon every part of this question. I mean not to accuse anyone, but to take the shame upon myself in common indeed with the whole Parliament of Great Britain for having suffered this horrid trade to be carried on under their authority. We are all guilty. We ought all to plead guilty, and not to exculpate ourselves by throwing the blame on others. And I therefore deprecate every kind of reflection against the various descriptions of people who are more immediately involved in this wretched business." Yet the wretched business would not end with immediate emancipation. The British exempted the territories in possession of the East India Company, the island of Ceylon, and the island of St. Helena. And, as historical records record, in practical terms, only slaves below the age of 6 were freed, as all slaves over the age of 6 were redesignated as apprentices. Apprentices would continue to serve their former owners for a period of time after the abolition of slavery, though the length of time they served depended on which of the three classes of apprentice they were. The time frame was 6 years. And compensation would be paid, not to the formerly enslaved, but to their owners. The sum was 20 million pounds sterling, or about 40% of the nation's annual expenditures. The payout was so immense that the financial instruments deployed for the task would not be fully settled until nearly 2 centuries later, in 2015. The lesson: that progress is tragically slow, that justice may be served partly, but rarely wholly, that history is no fairy tale, but a story of ambition and appetite only occasionally leavened by truly acting on moral imperatives. That said, the moral imperatives must be pursued. We can do no other. Thank you for listening to Reflections of History, a creation of Shining City Audio, a C-13 Originals and John Meacham studio. Reflections of History is executive produced by me, John Meacham, and Chris Corcoran, Chief Content Officer and Founding Partner of Cadence 13. Production and editing led by Lloyd Lockridge and Chris Basil. Production assistance and operations by Andy Jaskowitz, Adam Macias, and Kelly Rafferty. Cadence 13 is an Audacy company.
Do you wake up in a cold sweat from your work dreams?
Have a coworker who keeps inviting you to do escape rooms?
Can't get a coworker to agree to do escape rooms?
Or are you just genuinely not sure how to take the next step in your career?
I'm Kate.
And I'm Kim. And together we run Amy Poehler's company, Paper Kite Productions.
We've been friends and colleagues for years, so we know how important it is to feel like someone has your back at work.
And we want to be that for you.
So we're hosting a weekly advice show where we answer all your work-related questions.
Something amazing happened. I got offered my dream job.
How am I supposed to bring this up to him without hurting his feelings? What should I do?
I want to skip the pleasantries without being an asshole.
Careful, money and friends, they don't mix, babes.
They don't. And don't work with your friends, make your friends at work.
All right, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but that was actually $1 million advice.
Whether you need advice or just love to listen to other people's problems, this show is for you.
Listen and follow Million Dollar Advice, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.